and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Just an hour after President Trump spoke with Ukraine's President Zelensky about possible limited ceasefire talks, more Russian bombs rained down. Today on a hospital in Sumy, Ukraine, U.S. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce.
We cannot get to the table for negotiations to end the war without a ceasefire in place. The shooting has to stop first.
The Israeli military says air raid sirens have sounded following a missile attack from Yemen, explosions heard. The Trump administration is asking a federal appeals court to okay the use of an archaic 18th century law to unilaterally deport non-citizens. This after a federal judge gave the White House a one-day extension till noon tomorrow to answer about two deportation flights that took off over the weekend. A group of Republican governors expected to be on hand at the White House tomorrow as President Trump signs an executive order to diminish the Department of Education. This is ABC News. Police in Turkey have arrested the mayor of Istanbul, who's a key rival of President Erdogan. Police say the mayor was arrested as part of investigations into alleged corruption and terror links. It's a long-running debate within the computer world. PC or Mac?
Year-over-year sales of Apple computers grew 25% in the fourth quarter of 2024, according to new data from Canalys. That comes as the two biggest players in the space, Dell and HP, saw single-digit sales declines in Q4. Microsoft recently announced its ending support for the Windows 10 operating system this October, and that means it's upgrade time for a lot of people and businesses. That's why analysts say Apple is seeing the spike in sales. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board finds the Bering air crash that killed all 10 on board in Nome, Alaska last month was more than 1,000 pounds over its approved takeoff weight. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our break into spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station that gets set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to break into spring with WRCE. The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned 3 Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a 1-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost 5 of their last 7 games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers are arriving in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got the championship game, we didn't get it done. Now let's go on to next. We get to play in another one. We just focused on a 4-team, 2-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the film The Gorge on Apple TV, and I referred to it as not a great movie, but a great streaming movie that you can watch at home. The same applies for the film Elevation. It's yet another post-apocalyptic film where giant insect-type creatures emerge from the middle of the earth and wipe out 95% of the population, leaving only those who live in the mountains above 8,000 feet due to the fact that the creatures cannot survive at that altitude. The film is well cast, well acted, and has some pretty harrowing moments as star Anthony Mackie has to descend below 8,000 feet in search of inhalers for his son who has asthma. Not a bad watch, and I do recommend. For those of you eagerly awaiting season 4 of Ted Lasso, if your favorite character was Lasso's son Henry, you'll be disappointed to know that the show will recast the role played by Gus Turner, who played the role for 3 seasons. On the bright side, if you're an actor and can pull off playing a 12-year-old, this could be your big breakthrough. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our snow chances will eventually wind down here in the overnight. Any additional accumulation will stay an inch or less. North winds over 40 miles per hour. Lower 20s expected by sunrise. Morning clouds Thursday, then sunshine, breezy, lower 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. The chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, joins us to talk about the April 1st election and more. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You are brave enough and strong enough. And these women are here to tell you about it. What should we do in the face of all this fascism? We've got some suggestions. Today's episode of Broad Appeal right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We have not one, not two, but 3 fabulous guests. I'm going to call them some of the bravest women in Wisconsin, leading Democratic county parties, as well as congressional district parties in very red areas of the state. It is my pleasure and honor to welcome Kathy Rocha, co-chair of the Wood County Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Nancy Stensel, chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party and chair of the 7th Congressional District, and Marcia Steele, chair of the Winnebago County Democratic Party and vice chair of the 6th Congressional District. Welcome, ladies. Be sure you've got your mics turned on, that you're not on mute, so that we can hear all of your great input. Nancy, I'm going to start with you. Why did you start to get involved, not just in politics, but specifically to join and get involved with a county Democratic Party?
Well, I've always been involved in political ways, and I think it was just so that I felt I had something to offer, and I have the gumption to offer it. I have the ability to listen and to find out what it is the people want to do, what they think needs to be done. And you come up with a collaboration of ideas from there.
Yeah, Nancy, you said something there that really, I think, is important. So much of what we want, we actually agree about. And I think what's happening is the divisions, the partisanship in many ways divides us. And we've forgotten that most of the time, most of us want most of the exact same things. And trying to fight against false choice. I've got a lovely gentleman on the line, Texter Tom, from the 262 area code. And he is talking to me about Donald Trump's flouting of these various court orders, et cetera. And our conversation, Nancy, seems to be proposing that we can either have a secure border and public safety, or we can have civil rights and human dignity. But that is that the choice as you see it, Nancy?
No, I don't. I see them as ramming through ideals and making comments to try to make people believe that all people of color are rapists and killers. Like we don't have any white people to do this shit. Come on. I think last hour one of your guests had alluded to the same. Everybody should get due process. And I think that's a piece that's being left out.
Yes. Marcia, I want to turn to you. Same question to begin. Were you always politically active? And what caused you to want to join a county Democratic Party and help lead it now?
Well, I started out when the hanging Chad debacle happened. Yes. I walked into the office. I did not know literally hardly anything. We'd only been in Wisconsin for a few years. We came in 89. So it was a few years. You got kids in that. And the very first thing I started to do was putting yard signs together because I really didn't know anything else. And then little by little, do you want to make phone calls? Do you want to do this? And you just start getting more and more involved and realizing, as Maggie, you've said numerous times, local politics matter. They matter. Yes. As much, if not to some people's lives, more than the major presidential election. And I just got a good awakening to that, the schools, the stop signs and all of that. And that's how I started. And the next thing you know, you're just kind of working your way up. And so I always say to people, don't ever mock somebody that wants to just come in and do yard signs, because she may be your next county chair.
I love it. Thanks, Marcia. Yeah. And I think your story points out that there is an access point. There is work to be done no matter what right. your experience level. Yard signs matter. The phone banks matter. I remember getting signatures with my dad in the winter months to get somebody on a ballot for the spring elections. In the dead cold of winter, going around to Irish pubs in the city of Milwaukee, you know, because I was a little cute, toe-headed, a little girl named Maggie, right? And going around asking for signatures. There are all kinds of lots of work that needs to be done. And I think when people can touch it and feel it and take an action, it makes us feel so much less, I don't know, sad, depressed, when we can take those affirmative steps and get involved. It's so empowering. Has that been your experience as you've continued to get involved with your Winnebago County Democratic Party, which you now chair, Marcia?
Yes, I agree 100%. And I think sometimes it's as all chairs, I think, kind of do. You see people that come in and they're very nervous. Door knocking is the most frightening thing, I think, for people. I could be wrong. We were out last night, my husband and I, and I still kind of get that little sweaty palm just a little bit. And then once you kind of get going, you kind of know it. So I always say you can get them up to keep them in their comfort zone, but then get them up to that, I'm going to be uncomfortable. Can you just take one step over? Can you start with phone calls? Can you, you know, start with postcards? So I think that that's the key that a lot of chairs do deal with, is you kind of scope out volunteers. Like, I think that's one that could really, and would be very good and probably want to do a lot more.
I also want to elevate and lift up something you just said there. I believe that lasting change requires a critical mass of people to get comfortable being uncomfortable, getting right. out of that zone where it's like, yep, right. this is my safe environment. My folks, who are both in their 80s, and Mike and Shirley, if you're listening, I love you guys. Can't wait to see you. I get to see them tomorrow, taking a little vacay. My folks in their 80s made signs and drove an hour and 15 minutes to go to a Tesla protest. Theirs was peaceful, no issues, this past Sunday in Tucson, Arizona. There is my mom, I don't know if she it would be back a long time ago, like read late 60s, early 70s. The last time she was in a protest, same for my dad. But this was so important to them. My mom uses a cane. There is a place for each and every one of you that is listening. And the time is now to get involved. Kathleen, thank you for being so patient, my friend. Kathleen Rolka joins us. She's the co-chair of the Wood County Democratic Party and vice chair of the 6th Congressional. Oops, excuse me. Not that you're in the 7th congressional district. I got to get all my facts straight. So, Kathleen, same question to you to kick us off this afternoon. Have you always been politically interested or active? And how did you first decide to become part of specifically the Wood County Democratic Party?
Thank you, So much, Maggie. And I just want to thank you and the listeners for having us here today. What an honor. And as regard to your question, I've always been an advocate for the vulnerable, but I haven't always been political. And so even through grade school, high school, I stood up for people. Coming out of my familiar into the unfamiliar when someone was being hurt. Back in 2016, after the election, my husband and I got involved in United to Amend, where we were trying to work on toward a solution of overturning Citizens United. And in 2018, my husband decided to run for Congress in the 7th Congressional District. And we learned a lot that year really got out of our comfort zone and met a lot of people and developed more of an awareness and a broader network. And then Brian lost the primary, and then he went on a guy's trip. And when he came back into town, I was running for the assembly as a write-in candidate, and there were signs.
Surprise, honey. Hope you enjoyed your boys' trip. Now get your walking shoes on. We got to go knock some doors. I interrupted. I'm sorry. Kathleen, please continue.
That's absolutely okay. And then in 2020, approximately, the chair of the Wood County Democratic Party showed up in our driveway and said, the two of you have to decide which one of you is going to step up. And I asked him what he meant. And he said, one of you needs to be the co-chair for the Wood County Democratic Party. And because my husband and I were both working for a domestic violence shelter as well, he went to be their treasurer. I came over here to be the co-chair. And the rest is history. Because this is so important, stepping out of your familiar into the unfamiliar of what you can do. It's like, who do I want to be right now, this moment? How do I want to live my life and use my life up? And for this segment of my timeline, this is where I need to be.
So much there, Kathleen, especially the idea that when we all meet our maker and we look back at the arc of our lives, I'm going to quote a great friend of mine. Her name's Margaret Henningsen. She was helped found one of the first black female owned chartered banks in the state of Wisconsin. Margaret Henningsen has said to me a number of times, when I get to the end, I want to look back and be exhausted. Know that I gave it everything I could to try to make the world better for people in my community and beyond. And so, Kathleen, I hear you. I feel you. I knew the day that I got on the radio for the first time that I was either going to have to edit myself every day, or if I said what I knew to be true to the best of my ability in good faith, I would probably make myself functionally unemployable to a large swath of the private sector. And I said, well, you know what? Probably didn't want to work for those companies anyways. I cannot wait to come back for this very special edition of Broad Appeal with three incredible female leaders of red-leaning county Democratic parties here in the state of Wisconsin. We got Kathy, Nancy, and Marsha from Wood, Marathon, and Winnebago counties. Come back. We'll take your questions, text, comments, and have more great discussion with these incredible women right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically
from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes. And we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about. And truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
Do you live your life in fear, man? Republicans continue to lead people to believe the boogeyman's coming to get you. It's those immigrants. It's people of color. They're coming to get your babies. Never mind. You live in River Hills, where there's very little crime, if any. What are you afraid of, man? Nobody's coming to get you. And yet, people buy into that foolishness.
Yeah. The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher, they had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you'd rather watch me and my fine female guests this afternoon, remember, Civic Media's got a YouTube channel. Just search for Civic Media. You can watch us there. You can also watch us on Instagram, X, and Facebook at Maggie Dawn Show. Of course, you can go get that Civic Media app for free. Listen wherever you are, uninterrupted. We've got three female leaders of county Democratic parties in red counties. I wanted to start with a question that it doesn't matter which organization polls people about this. It can be the American Enterprise Institute, the Cato Institute. It can be the Federalist Society. Doesn't matter. Or it can be the ACLU. Every time Americans are asked, should we be able to regulate money in campaigns? Is money speech? Americans, north of 85% of us, always say, hell yes, we should be able to regulate money in politics. And hell no, money ain't speech. Kathleen, you talked about how the ruling Citizens United was particularly galvanizing for you and really spurred both you and your husband to get more deeply involved in politics. I often hear from conservatives a lot of, but what abouts? But what about the unions? What about George Soros? And my response has generally been, that's not good either.
Yeah.
Let's have the same set of rules for everybody, for Democrats, conservatives, Republicans, MAGA, independents, purple polka-dotted people eaters that want to be on the ballot, like no money in politics. When you talk with people about this particular issue, why do you think this isn't getting more traction? Because this, to me, is a truly bipartisan or apartisan, right? Like absent of partisanship. Is it simply that both parties, to an extent, are benefiting and they don't want to disturb the system? Why can't we all get together on this issue, Kathleen?
Good question. And I think the issue is more complex than most people understand it to be. And by far, the people that I talk to every day, boots on the ground, are saying, I don't like money in politics. I wish there weren't money in politics. I'm not going to engage in politics because of the money in it, because of, all that dark money and what it's doing to how we relate to our candidates. And plus, you know, there's an unfair advantage for people who have access to those types of monies. And then we have stellar candidates who are coming up into our awareness and what we're trying to work with. And they are at a disadvantage because they don't have access, you know. And so how do we get to a point where money isn't so influential? It's going to take a long time and a lot coming at it from a multi-pronged approach. But for right now, what I tell people is, this is what we have, and this is what we're going to look, you know, what we need to work with. And every time I think about we're being outspent, you know, on the Supreme Court race, my response is, well, of course we are, because look who's funding money into the opposition is a billionaire. And he doesn't live in Wisconsin. He doesn't care about Wisconsin.
Yeah, and the I'll just offer this as well. When you compare, frankly, the large dollar donors to Mr. Schimmel's campaign and Judge Crawford's campaign, it simply isn't comparable. Yes, George Soros has given indirectly to Judge Crawford's campaign, but his give is south of, like, it's like 1.3. Elon's now topping, I went back and did some more math yesterday, it looks like over 12 million. You add in all the large dollar donors, and it's massively bigger than same billion dollar large dollar donors to Judge Crawford. The scale is simply not comparable. I wanted to start with that question, and Kathleen, because I think I stink at this every day, ladies, and I want your help. So I'm going to go to you, Marcia. This is Marcia Steele, chair of the Winnebago County Democratic Party and vice chair of the 6th Congressional District. How do you talk to your conservative friends and neighbors? Can you get through? And listen, let's just set aside the folks that are basically like God, guns, and, you know, you can go kick rocks, right? Like, I'm not talking about folks that are unreachable, but your good faith, you know, church going neighbors and friends that you see. How do we get through?
Well, it's much harder this year than it's ever been before, in my opinion. Maggie, I do agree with you that, you know, I think that there's a couple of facets, you know, like if you look at, you know, we're talking about the spring Supreme Court election, you know, we got all the money and all the things. That's harder for me to get people to, to engage with a little bit. But when you're knocking doors, which I was, the guy said I was a Republican. I said, okay, so what are your issues going forward? What are you worried about? And he goes, well, right now, I lost a lot of money with Scott Walker in the unions, and now I'm even more worried about my grandkids that are in a union. So we had a nice conversations about how, you know, I'm an LPN, a retired, that if, because there was a union at the health department, my wages stayed up because I could have quit and gone there. So I do think it is kind of that local issue again about what matters to you? Like, oh, I noticed your stop sign was blown down, or you don't have one, you're going really fast. That's what I think those local issues are, the common ground. You know, you don't want to go to banning,
right?
But you can still talk about schools and what their basic function is.
I really appreciate that. My CEO would be applauding what you just said, because it all starts with the local. That's how we connect. We're going to hear more from Marcia Steele, Kathleen Ruka, and Nancy Stensel. These three ladies are chairs of Democratic County parties here in the state of Wisconsin. We're going to talk about breaking through. I also wanted to tell you, Marcia, my mom's an LPN. The commonalities continue with these three fabulous women on this special edition of Broad Appeal here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show. Join this great discussion, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Keep it locked. Your farm update with Pam Yonke is next, and then me and the ladies are back.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Just an hour after President Trump spoke with Ukraine's President Zelensky about possible limited ceasefire talks, more Russian bombs rained down. Today on a hospital in Sumy, Ukraine, U.S. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce.
We cannot get to the table for negotiations to end the war without a ceasefire in place. The shooting has to stop first.
The Israeli military says air raid sirens have sounded following a missile attack from Yemen, explosions heard. The Trump administration is asking a federal appeals court to okay the use of an archaic 18th century law to unilaterally deport non-citizens. This after a federal judge gave the White House a one-day extension till noon tomorrow to answer about two deportation flights that took off over the weekend. A group of Republican governors expected to be on hand at the White House tomorrow as President Trump signs an executive order to diminish the Department of Education. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned three Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a one-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost five of their last seven games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers are arriving in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got to the championship game, we didn't get it done, now let's go on to next. We get to play in another one. We just focused on a four-team, two-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our snow chances will eventually wind down here in the overnight. Any additional accumulation will stay an inch or less. North winds over 40 miles per hour. Lower 20s expected by sunrise. Morning clouds Thursday, then sunshine, breezy, lower 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless they start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Trump's Agriculture Department continues to axe food programs to the tune of over $1 billion and counting. Plus, Nancy Pelosi says, don't give away anything for nothing. What did Chuck Schumer get us? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, we've got a special extended edition of Broad Appeal. When I say broad appeal, I mean both bodacious broads that get things done, as well as broad appeal as in appealing to everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network each Wednesday in our segment that starts at 3 p.m. When we celebrate broad appeal, we like to bring on leaders and women who are speaking about issues really important to Wisconsin families, which is all the more poignant and important as we lead up to this pivotal general election on April 1st. Not only are we going to decide who's going to lead our educational system in the superintendent of public instruction race, we're also going to decide if the rule of law and freedoms matter here in Wisconsin. And we say this every election cycle, one of the most impactful elections I have seen in quite some time in the Supreme Court showdown between Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford. Nancy, I wanted to come back to you. Folks, I've got Nancy Stensel, chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party with me, Kathy Rulka, co-chair of the Wood County Democratic Party, and Marcia Steele, chair of the Winnebago County Democratic Party. Wanted to come back to you, Nancy. We've been talking about how to break through to conservatives that are, again, people of good faith, people that will actually engage in a discussion about things. And your colleague, Marcia, said, listen, when we focus on the things that are in our local neighborhoods and in our communities that are important to folks, that is sometimes a bridge to breaking through, to at least having some meaningful dialogue with people whom we may not line up with and agree with on every single issue. What is your experience in Marathon County? Do you find that that local focus is also a bridge to some of these larger picture discussions?
It's huge. When you get into discussions with people on issues that impact them daily, and possibly what happens in Marathon County could be different than what happens in Oneida or Vilas in the 7th, you know, further north. But Medicaid, for instance, being cut, that is just such a huge fear to people, and it's long reaching. I mean, you look at how the percentage of nursing homes that rely on Medicaid, or the people rely on Medicaid for their services. What is it? 1/3 of the state's children. This impacts a lot of people, and these are issues that, you know, you can take the D out, the R out, and just talk about this. And people are very scared and they need that conversation, you know, and what do we do? What are next steps in, you know, in working towards something? Or like, you know, now where Doge is talking about Social Security, it has so many people afraid. These are the issues that impact people every single day.
So critical, Nancy. Let's talk about Social Security for a minute, because just in the last day or so, our billionaire overlord has announced that requests for benefits now have to be done in person. My grandma was kept alive on Social Security and Medicaid. She would have died or ended up probably on the street.
So many people are.
The idea that you're going to say to someone in their older, more tender years who may have trouble getting around, that you have to figure out how to get your butt into an SSA office to apply in person for benefits, and you're going to need these documents and things. My parents, I have helped folks as they've aged navigate that system. It was like having a part-time job in many cases. I helped my uncle get VA benefits. It was like a part-time job. I have a law degree. I'm an economist. And it was damn hard. We're going to make it even harder. Are you hearing from folks, Marcia, where you are in Winnebago County, specifically about this? Because what it's going to mean is that fewer people are going to get benefits, And some seniors, some of our elders in our communities will go hungry, will get evicted. That is the result of what's going on. So are people tuned into this? What do they want to hear from their elected representatives in these issues, whether we're talking VA, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security?
We're very fortunate. We have a year-round office, and every day, literally, somebody comes in or somebody tells me about somebody coming in going, I will die if I do not have my Social Security, if I do not have my Medicare. I have a really good friend whose son is nothing but Medicaid, and they are panicking about all of this. You know, they're elderly like me. Their son is, you know, in his 30s. What's going to happen going forward? So I think this type of, you know, fear, I think at the beginning, people were just gobsmacked by it. We just couldn't believe this slash and burn, you know, pillage and plunder. But now they're starting to wake up, I think, with that, as we talked about before, what can I do? Mm-hmm. And I think that that has got so many people that we've never seen in our office before, again, either donating money or wanting to be at, you know, Glenn Grothman's town halls, complaining about what are you going to do? So I agree. It's very frightening to people, but I feel that the majority of them are realizing, if not me, then who is going to lead the charge?
If not me, then whom? It is time to stand up, be heard. You can start locally in your own counties, perhaps with your county Democratic Party. They'll actually show up at town halls. Amazing. They will listen to you. They will have listening sessions. They won't dodge them. They won't cancel them. They won't move them at the last second. Derek Van Orten, I'm looking at you. Kathleen, you mentioned, and we were talking about during the break, that each one of you ladies in your professions were in helping professions. And I wanted to ask you specifically about women as leaders in political and civil rights movements. Because by my observation, it is often women who may not have ever been politically active before, that will see pain and suffering in their own neighborhoods and who will become activated by that simply because they see suffering or pain or a need that is not being addressed. And they're like, I'm not standing for it. When you sort of zoom out and look at this, you're three women leading Democratic county parties in red-leaning counties in the state. How important do you think the role of women is in this political moment, pro-choice Democratic women, to make sure that the cause of those that are being caused pain and suffering by this slash and burn, by these attacks, are being heard? And Kathleen, I'm sorry, that one's for you. I've got so many amazing women to ask these questions. No, Kathleen, that one's for you.
Well, I have a lot of responses to that. And I'm going to start with this one, that when we see suffering, because I'm a marriage and family therapist. I always worked in end of life and trauma care. Mm. And so, you know, I was moving toward the suffering, whatever it appeared as, you know, whether it was in someone's home or in the ER or the intensive care unit. And what I always looked for is, where is the fear? Where is the anger? And where is the sorrow? And anger is often just a part of fear and sorrow, you know, but it manifests as anger. And so can we be present to that? Can we be curious about it? Can we bear witness to it? And also, you know, how do we let people know that we care? And when I was back in 2018, I was at a fair, I was handing out brochures for a candidate. And this one woman stood in front of me and she didn't take the brochure right away. She just looked at me and said, I'm a Republican. Mm-hmm. And I said, thank you for not walking away from me. And we ended up having a really great conversation, lasted about 45 minutes. And I think it was transformative for both of us. And so being able to speak to people and hear people and be present to people, you know, I talk to cashiers, I talk to people at the dental office, I talk to people at the eye clinic. One young man, he said, I'm not political. My family's never been political. We don't talk politics. And I asked him, what would make you want to think about politics or talk about politics or vote? And he said, well, if something impacted me, he was like 23. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him and said, what if it impacted your grandma? And he looked at me and said, I never thought of it that way. Mm. And so the Social Security and Medicare issue and Medicaid is so front and center, and it impacts every one of us has someone we love or care about or aware of that it impacts them. And yeah,
it those moments are so, frankly, I'll be very honest with you ladies and our listeners. I'm so passionate about so much of this that my emotions sometimes get the better of me when I'm arguing or even discussing with someone. And I hear the talking points, and I forget that if I ask the right question in the right way and I can check my own anger, like maybe we can get to that moment. Mm-hmm. Because this will touch everyone. Mm-hmm. We can say, you know, like we were talking before, ladies, you know, we can say we can both be safe and respect human dignity and due process rights. I think we can make government more efficient and not put senior citizens, disabled folks in existential harm's way every day, right? Like we can do these things. We can do better. Let's always be about that, but let's not lose our humanity in the process. I saw someone the other day and they said, it's not MAGA, it's MAHA, make America hate again, to hate your neighbor. And to the extent that I fail and sometimes fall into that myself, you three are a breath of both fresh air and hope and accountability for me on a very personal level to keep trying to have those conversations. Folks, if you're joining us, we got three female leaders of county Democratic parties here in the state of Wisconsin. We're talking about how to break through, how to have the meaningful conversations, how to get involved. So, Nancy, we're leading up to the April 1st election. How do people find out more and get involved in Marathon County if they want to reach out to the Democratic Party of Marathon County?
You can call us. You can watch our Facebook page. We send out announcements through like Constant Contact. You can check our website, all of those.
And what's your website? Do you know it off the top of your head, ma'am?
Yes, MarathonDems.com.
Love it. Marathon.
Just search Marathon Dems. You'll find us.
MarathonDems.com. Also on Facebook, we'll add their website to our show notes for today. Marcia Steele, chair of Winnebago County Democratic Party. If people want to get on the phone back, they want to get some baby steps, they want to wade in, they're not quite ready to knock some doors, how do they find out more about the Winnebago County Democratic Party?
Well, same as Nancy, and I'm sure Kathleen, we have a newsletter that goes out once a month, unless somebody famous is coming to our office. We are at 480 North Main Street in Oshkosh. And if you just come in the door very quietly, we won't have you knocking doors within 7 seconds. We'll ask you what you want to do.
And Kathleen Rulka, co-chair of the Wood County Democratic Party, where can folks find out more and get involved where you are?
Thank you, Maggie. They can call 605-954-4497, or they can look us up at woodcountydems.org.
That's 605-954-4497 or woodcountydemocrats.com. We'll put all that information in our show notes for today. Nancy, Marcia, Kathleen, thank you so much. I cannot wait to do this again. Women rule, ladies. Keep leading us to the change that we want to see in this world. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to have my final thoughts this afternoon and hopefully a wee bit of inspiration for y'all.
News from the Center, WRCE. Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Jeanine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive, an interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Matnair.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who was hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This ain't Texas.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Again, big, huge thanks to Kathy Rolka, co-chair of the Wood County Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Nancy Stensel, chair of the Marathon County Dems, and Marcia Steele, chair of the Winnebago County Dems. So nice to talk to women that are on the front lines fighting for human dignity, to relieve pain, to relieve suffering, to do so through locally grounded, good public policy debates. The big issues are on the ballot, folks, on April 1st. Make sure that you're registered to vote. You got a plan to vote. You know what's on your ballot. Maybe there's a local election that you need to pay attention to. Check all of that information out at myvote.wi.gov. Wanted to share with you all, I'm taking a bit of a breather. I need a break. I know you all do as well. I'm going to have some great guest hosts in the chair for me in these coming days, especially next week. We're going to have John and Gordy hosting. They're a bunch of fun. I very much encourage you to tune in. Tomorrow, I've worked with Jamie and Cal, who work with me on this fine program every day, to put together a special episode of this show celebrating Women's History Month. So please do check that out. We've got a specially curated best of for this Friday. Again, John and Gordy in the chairs all next week. I hope you all do very well while I am away visiting with my folks in Tucson. But to close out today's show, we started talking about the changes to the Social Security Administration. Basically, benefit applications are going to be required to be done in person and require a ton of documentation. Put bluntly, people will die because of this. To get the benefits that will help you live, pay for housing, get around, pay for basic transportation, you got to figure out how to get there. I don't know about you, But retirement age folks that I know, especially in more rural parts of this state, that may be very, very challenging. And here's the other thing. Is this information being communicated in a way that will help people actually get the benefits that they've earned? Or is it cruelty by chaos? I think it's more cruelty by chaos. If you want to make those improvements, you roll them out. You communicate them repeatedly. You give people all kinds of resources so that they can get to these places so that you don't kill our older folks. That's what you do. That's not what's happening here. It is cruelty by chaos. And the indifference to the cruelty and the suffering is what concerns me most. Not just when it comes to an undocumented immigrant and their rights as a human being to due process that is enshrined in our Constitution, but the cruelty that's being wrought on some of our country's most vulnerable people. But perhaps the most stark example of cruelty by chaos is in Donald Trump and Elon Musk, our billionaire overlords, gutting of USAID. There is an incredible piece today in the New York Times. It is free, by Nicholas Kristof. He went to Sudan, one of the places in the world where they have the most violence, the most hunger, some of the highest rates of maternal and infant mortality, highest rates of disease transmittal and death. It's one of the most dangerous places on planet Earth. And Elon Musk just this past week said in a Fox News interview that no one has died because of the cuts to USAID. That is a big fat lie. People have already died and more are predicted to die. In Mr. Kristof's piece, the total that are predicted to die within a year because of the cuts to USAID in HIV treatment, in malaria, because of no vaccines, without food aid, is 3.3 million people. 3.3 million people may die within a year because of the cruelty by chaos of this administration. I don't make a real politique argument for USAID if you don't care about the cruelty, if you don't care about the human death and suffering, if you don't care about an American Holocaust through cruelty by chaos being wrought by two billionaires on the world's most vulnerable people in the world's most violent place, where America exits, China, Russia, Iran, and some of the most oppressive governments will step in. We're dealing away our place of respect and authority in the world. But here's the hope. As those three fabulous females told you, the hope is you. The hope is in your vote and in your voice. Use them. That's what our constitutional republic guarantees each of us, our voice and our vote. I'll be back with you soon. Just in time for the election. My name is Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for human dignity, respect, and goodness.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I'm taking a little time off, but not to worry. We've got a special Women's History Month episode for you. I talk with some of my fabulous female colleagues here at Civic Media. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to break into spring with WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A group of Republican governors expected to be on hand at the White House tomorrow as President Trump signs an executive order to dissolve the Department of Education.
It follows sweeping cuts to the agency last week, slashing nearly half of the DOE workforce. Curriculum decisions are already handled at state and local levels. Critics say abolishing the Education Department will hurt underserved students and schools. Congressional approval is still needed to close the department. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Trump administration has asked a federal appeals court to okay the use of the Alien Enemies Act to unilaterally deport non-citizens. A federal judge extending the deadline until tomorrow for the administration to reveal who was on the deportation flights. Explosions heard in Jerusalem following air raid sirens warning of a missile attack from Yemen. It comes as Israeli forces say they've retaken control of a key corridor that cuts off northern Gaza. 38 wildfires burning across Arkansas, fanned by high winds. This is ABC News. A Hollywood director is facing criminal charges for a series that never aired.